planning or有什么计划？
对，做了可以。
In terms of dreams for the future, ideas and plans which we discuss as those of us who travel frequently and involved, we are thinking in terms this year of the 42 stations of the Exodus.
Well, have a phrase by phrase. I'll translate.
May I share some of our dreams and hopes? Because we do think about, pray about, and discuss how to develop study tours and make them sometimes a little bit more challenging and cover more biblical areas.
So we pray, is that we hope that it is possible that we can make this extended trip more useful and more effective.
Some countries are easy to work in, and you don't feel the physical pain of the study tour.
有的地方，有的国家。
other countries are more difficult, larger, maybe the infrastructure is not so good. So we have to try to think of that and consider that when we think about
future plans. So when we plan for the future, we think that some countries may have different equipment.
But this year we are discussing and thinking of the 42 stations of the Exodus in the Sinai Desert.
所以今年我们是想到，就是这个圣经里面所讲的，就是以色列在旷野42站的故事。Now
we are aware there is a problem in the Middle East and there's a little bit of tension.
那我们知道这个现在中东比较紧张。
And there might be a little war. But that will not affect the study tour. So we are sensitive to that. And the period that we had been discussing and that we were thinking of was actually the first week in June.
所以我们是想到就是六月份第一个周礼拜。
For various reasons, that is the most suitable time for the Sinai.
所以也许那是很好的，有很我们考虑了好多理由，那么可能那是到西南是很重要的。However,
we are aware of the problem that Mr. Saddam Hussein may not wish us to visit the Sinai.
萨达姆 Hussein 不大喜欢我们去西南。
So we are just waiting patiently to see which way events will evolve during the month of March. We think probably by the end of March, one way or another, the Middle East will, the situation will have been resolved.
所以我们要观察着，也许到了三月份，那个整个局势就明朗化。
And we would keep you advised.
然后到时候会通知大家。
We have a second thought for this year, which is in the month of July, is the islands and forts on the Hall. This would be following Paul's virtually his last missionary journey by land, by sea, and by air, combination of all these.
所以这个可能应该是跟随照着保罗第四次最后一次他带着锁链的那一个他们旅行。那么这其中当然有陆地的，有空中的，有海上。
But a lot of the islands are quite difficult to get, and Paul visited them. And our intention would be to sail to some of the islands and see the landscape as Paul would have seen it.
Yeah, 我们要访问保罗去过那几个岛屿，那么同时我们希望能够看看那个也这个海岸。 岸沿岸的那些情形。
So this one has a Cyprus, Crete, Rhodes, Malta, Sicily, and finishing up in Rome as halted.
所以这个里面应该是包括这个居比路，就是塞浦路斯岛，还有呢就是罗德岛，还有呢就是格地里岛，还有马耳他岛，就是遇到保罗遇到海难，然后西西里岛，然后最后嘛，希望像保罗一样在意大利。
But these may take place this year, they may not, depending on world events. But they are in the plan, study tour programs, which we have in place that can operate and take place if brothers and sisters wish to go, if not this year, at some stage in the future.
那现在就是说按照局势来讲，当然现在我们不敢确定，这只是我们希望，如果可能的话，也许今年我们可以这样做，但如果不行，也许以后。
Then as soon as the Lord ministers to Saddam Hussein, after that, we plan to do a study tour in Mesopotamia, following the Euphrates and Tigris from Ur of the Chaldees, Babylon, Nineveh, Nimrod, up to Mount Ararat.
That could be a separate... 那如果万一在将来这个伊拉克局势明朗化以后，那么也许那个时候我们就可以想到，就是米索波达米亚，然后特别是底格里斯河跟尤弗拉底河的流域，然后我们可以访问巴比伦、尼尼微，然后哈兰，然后一直到亚拉拉山。
But before we go to a new area, we normally have a sacrificial lamb. Go and eat the food and look at the circumstances. And Priscilla has offered her services so many times. Dear brother child, who can eat anything? And so rejoice.
Yeah. 我们这些旅行以前都有，我们打发一些探子出去，探一探我们要去的地方，先看看。
But the journey of a lifetime is what we would call, it's travel the Bible in 30 days, it's a month. So it's not the sort of thing that you can do when you're, you've got responsibilities, family and children. But this we would probably do from time to time, not every year, from time to time. It's a once in a lifetime experience. It's walking through the Garden of Eden, Genesis, and finishing on Patmos.
当然，一个很高的理想，就是希望自己是个提升一次的，就是花一个月的时间，从伊甸园一直到马祖海
岛。这是我的理想。If you want to know real fellowship, travel with someone with that.
All right, so how about you translate? As you know that that's one of the dreams that we may go through 42 stations with Moses.
其实我们有一个梦想，就是我们能与摩西一同走42站。
So that will actually cover a whole big area.
其实我们会掩盖差不多很大的一个区域。
A most important thing of course Sinai.
但最重要的当然是西奈。
Then we have to cross, then we have to go to Jordan.
然后我们需要到约旦。
And from there you have the rest of the 42 stations.
然后你就会走了剩下的42站。
Now we have done some research.
我们已经做了一些研究。
Out of 42 stations.
在42站里面
most likely we are able to visit roughly 50.
我们其实应该可以
那 archaeologists almost can identify roughly where are those sites.
考古学家可以给我们看这二十个地方在哪里。
And for that reason, then this trip ought to cover not only Sinai Peninsula.
这不会不只是有这个西乃半岛。
Also Jordan.
还有约旦。
But even Syria.
还有甚至叙利亚。
Because you remember how Moses fight the battle all the way to Bashan.
那你记不记得这个摩西他打算一直到巴山
？That's Golan Heights.
就是在这个戈兰高地。
So if we really follow his steps,
如果我们跟随他的脚踪的话
，So not only Jordan,
不只是约旦
，Of course you we will go through the land of Edom, land of Moab, and then Canaan.
我们会从以东到摩亚到这个迦南地。
And look, before he did that, he had to.Fight the bar. Yeah, fight the bar. All the way to Bashan. So if we really cover the whole trip,
如果我们真的是走这个整个行程的话
then we definitely will be a very clear understanding about these 42.
我们就会很明确的了解四十二站
and all their application to our, even our Christian life.
甚至它也怎么样可以在我们的生命上应用。
So I really did some research. I tried to find out what's the best way we really can see all this.
那我做了一个研究，我看我们怎么样最好来看这个四十二站。
Of course, the most important thing is the Sinai Peninsula.
当然，最重要的就是西乃半岛。
And that part is very important.
那一段非常重要。
So that's supposed to be that we should consider that as a major trip.
那其实那个是那个是。这个旅游的主要部分。
And of course, the main important part, the heartland of Mount Sinai Peninsula is Mount Sinai.
那当然，在这个西乃半岛最中心就是西乃。
But unfortunately, today when they visit, people visit Mount Sinai.
但是很不幸的就是，今天当大家看来看这个西乃。
They all want just go to the summit of the mountain.
他们只是想爬到那山顶。
But actually, more fascinating things is around Mount Sinai.
但是其实更有趣的，其实是在西乃的周围的地方。
So I almost spent 2 years to do that research.
所以我稍微花了两年的时间做了点研究。
And we will see how much we know about Mount Sinai.
我们来看我们到底认识西乃山有多深。
And we really thank the Lord.
我们很感谢主。
Through the data we have.
借着我们所找到的资讯。
And if we visit Sinai Peninsula again.
如果我们再次去探望这个西乃半岛。
Now there is a possibility almost for us to reproduce that trip.
我们甚至可以这个重演当初他们所走过的地方。
So that's the dream we try to, that's one of our dreams.
这就是我们梦想。
Now as I told you,
那我已经告诉你们了。
Now Mount Sinai is look like this shoe. That's very important.
非常重要。
Now you know some shoes in that wilderness.
其实这个这是在这个旷野的鞋子。
So now you have a front part, you have a back part.
有前山有后山。
Now.Now this is the wilderness.
这就是这个旷野。
Now here you can accommodate almost 2 million people.
前面的旷野可以大概容纳200万人。
And archaeologists they even study the water source.
他们这个考古学家甚至来考察这边的这个水源。
Because people of Israel stay there almost 1 year.
那其实以色列人待在那边差不多一年之久。
So water supply become very important.
所以这个水源非常重要。
So now the important thing is where is that wilderness of Sinai?
重要的是到底这个西乃的旷野在哪里？
You can accommodate 2 million people.
你可以容纳200万人。
And more than that,
不止如此。
They were all standing before God.
他们站在神面前。
And then you know how the law was given.
你就知道律法是怎么样。
So that area is not only camping ground.
所以那个地方不只是一个搭帐篷的地方。
That place ought to be like a amphitheater, 露天的教室。And that structure ought to be such that
那这个结它的这个结构
the audio, how do you say, the audio acoustic ought to be very good.
就是它的这个音效非常好。
And more than that,
不止如此。
When Moses entered his tent,
当摩西进入他自己的帐篷，
According to the Bible,
根据圣经
，Now each person, each family stand in their own tent.
如果每一个家庭他们站在他们帐篷里面
They all can see what happened with Moses.
他们可以看到摩西在做
事。So for that reason, you need such a place in the wilderness.
所以你在旷野需要有这样子的地方。
Should be able to satisfy all the requirements given in the Bible.
能满足所有圣经他所解说给我们的。
So Bible scholar did a wonderful job.
所以圣经学家做了美好的工作。
But unfortunately, there was no organized trip to reproduce that.
但是其实没有一个人真的来举办一个旅游，就是可以跟按照这个脚中。
So that is our ambition.
这就是我们的野心。
Now, 雄心雄。So that is we try to reproduce. So first, you have to remember. Suppose you come from Rafferty.
比如说你从利非定来。
Now from that direction.
从那个方向来。
So then you enter into the wilderness.
然后你就来到了旷野里。
Now the first impression, you will see the huge rock.
那第一个印象就是你会看到一个很大的一个山。
So it is this part.
这就在这边。
Now 2,000 feet.
差不多两千尺。
Now it's a huge rock.
其实那边就是看很大的一块石头。
But then don't forget all the people they standing here.
那这个这些人他们就站在那边。
It's like amphitheater, right?
就是像一个这个露天的这个
But then you know the glory of God is in the mountain.
但是神的荣耀却在山上。
But then why they were not killed? The people they were saved.
但是为什么他们却没有被击杀呢？
Now there's a reason according to the Bible.
其实根据圣经有一个道理的。
Because you know when Moses ascend to the mountain of God.
所以当摩西来到神的山上的时候
Actually, he ascend to the mountain this part, not this part.
他其实是来到这一部分，不是来到前面那一部分。
So you if you climb that 2,000 height rock,
如果你来这个爬两千尺高的距离
，then you're a plateau here.
你在这边有一个这个平原。
Now you in a plateau.
哦、oh, yeah. ，高原。
Now you remember how seventy elders they eat.Then Moses climbed another mountain, even higher.
摩西就爬到更高的山上。
So that's about 700 feet above this.
其实在那个两千尺再高七百尺。
Then Moses disappeared.
然后摩西就不见了。
Now something interesting.
很有趣的是。
Because according to the Bible,
因为根据圣经
when Moses and Joshua came down from the mountain,
因为当摩西跟耶稣亚从山上下来的时候
now they can hear something happen there.
他们其实可以听见一些事情发生
but they cannot see it.
但他看不见他们
So what does that mean?
是什么意思
So that means no matter which location you are in the wilderness,
就算你在旷野任何一个地方
you will never be able to see the summit.
你看不到这个山顶。
That's very important.
这非常重要。
Because that's where you have the glory of God.
因为神的荣耀就在那儿。
But then why these people are protected?
为什么这些人得到保护
？Now because of this piece of rock.
因为在这边有很大的磐石。
You see that?
你看到没
？And then the people of Israel they saw the glory of God.
但是以色列他们却看到神的荣耀。
But this all reflect the glory.
但是这个荣耀是反射。
Never direct rays.
从来不是直接照出来。
It is direct rays.
如果是直接的
，they all consumed.
他们都被击杀。
So that's very important.
这非常重要。
No one can stand before.For the present of God.
没有人能矗立在神的面前。
So you see, now because of this discovery,
那因为有这样子的发现
then you can see,
你就看到
when you see the glory of God,
当你看到神的荣耀的时候
and they are not consumed,
他们没有被击杀。
The reason because that rock,
原因是因为那个磐石。
So God created rock for all these people.
所以神为了这些百姓创造这个磐石。
So they were never consumed.
所以他们不会被击杀。
So now there is lots of gospel message behind it.
所以在这背后有很多属灵的。就是福音的故事。
So now you can imagine,
你现在能想象
people of Israel,
以色列百姓
when they saw the glory of God, just like a fireworks.
当他们看到神的荣耀，就像看到烟火一样。
But it's reflected.
但是这确实是反射的。
Never direct rain.
不是直接照出来的。
So you have to visit there to appreciate this whole picture.
所以你必须这个探望那个地方，你才能来了解这个图画。
And for that reason, we designed a trip.
所以我们设计了一个旅途。
Then when we visit that place, no matter where you are not able to see this part.
所以你无论到任何这个旷野的地方，你没有办法看到山顶。
And there's also small hill here.
但在这边也其实有一个小山丘。
So according to the Bible,
根据圣经
，most likely Paul pitched Moses pitched a tent there.
所以很可能摩西是把他的帐篷搭在那边。
Yeah. Most likely is there.
No, you guys should have said that.
You see, then, if you, no matter where, you can see the, his tent.
你无论在哪里，你就可以看到他的帐篷。
So now our ambition was this.
所以我们的这个雄心，
那 is that now first not only visit the mountain.
那我们不只是要探望这个山。
We want to see that area.
我们也要看到那个区域。
Now that's the most fascinating.
其实是非常精彩的。
And also there is a trip. Either you can go this way, like something like this.
所以你可能会从也可以从旁边这样上去。
So we already make all the possibilities.
所以我们已经算出来所有的可能。
You see, and then we are able to reproduce what happened.
所以我们能够这个重演当初所发生的。
So the idea was this.
所以我们是这样想的。
If possible,
如果是可能的话。
Now we were starting from rapidly.
我们从立飞定。
And then we will hire camels.
所以我们会去雇一些骆驼。
So everybody will have our camel.
所以每个人都有骆驼。
Then approach gradually, slowly approaching this this inn.
所以慢慢来到这个。
You see this is really Mount Sinai.
这的确是西奈。
So it really go this way.
所以你往这个方向。
So if we did this.
You
almost can feel when first time the people of Israel they saw this mountain.
所以你会甚至有一种就像以色列人当初有的那个感觉，当他们靠近这个。
And most likely that Moses' tent is here.
所以摩西的这个帐篷应该在那边。
So I think this is very important.
我觉得非常重要。
Just camels ride all the way approaching this mountain.
就骑着驴子靠近这个山。
And then we supposed to have a meal, just like 70 elders here.
所以我们在这个高原上，就是长老要有用餐。
Now that's also in the plan.
这也是在计划中。
Then of course some people will climb up to the mountain.
那有的人就会上西奈。
But you don't have to worry where to stay, you know.
但是你不需要担心你要住哪里。
Now we will stay in the hotel.
我们住在。
But one night we will spend one night.
是有一个晚上。
We will stay in the Bedouin tent.
我们要住在这个游牧民族的帐篷。
And then we will spend whole night just under the feet of Mount Sinai.
所以我们在这个那个那天晚上就会在这个这个西奈山的山脚下。
So by this way, we really can re-experience what happened in the beginning.
所以我们真的就能经历当初所发生的。
So I think lots of study.
所以当我们这个阅读这些之后
，and also because of inspection trip，
那我们也会有一个这个
so,
这个预备的旅游
，so 那个探子，
我们
so finally we know what probably is the best way for brothers and sisters to experience this all.
So 没有谁就能让弟兄姊妹能来经历这样子的。
Of course, there are many other attractions.
当然有许多很多其他的
like a survey.Yeah. And also,
Kadesh.
We are not able to visit the place.
其实平常我们没有办法去看 Kadesh 地方。
But Michael has special channel.
但是 Michael 有特别的管道。
So somehow they really give us the privilege.
所以他给我们的权利。
So we are able also to visit Kadesh.
我们可以看到 Kadesh.
And also Balan Kui 的parent.
对他也让我们看这个巴兰。
You know how people of Israel were wondering.
So if the Israelite 百姓虽然在那边这个
And then you remember a place called Yalu.
Yeah, 有个地方叫
Alush. Alush. But it's alright. Let me
Yalu.
Let's try simplify things. Okay. So this is the idea behind it.
这就是我们的大概的
So this about 10 days.
差不多十天。
But before we do that,
但是我们在做事之前
，of course we will fly to Cairo.
我们会到这个
Cairo.
But then we will do another two things very special.
但是我们还做两个特别的事。
First, we will visit Goshen.
第一，我们要看高山。
高山。Now today, I don't think every tourist will want to visit that place.
其实今天没有人会想去看高山的。
But if we visit that land,
因为我们去探望那个地方
，we even can see the wall, the mud without straw.
break with a straw、哦。我们今天会看到那些是砖头是里面没有这个稻草
的。And so that's why you can see how Bible record was accurate.
所以你就看到圣经是怎么样的准确。
And they also discovered some mummy.
他们在那边也发现到那个有这个木乃伊。
But that's、that reminds you the presence of Israel at that time.
所以这让你想到以色列当初在那边。
And also we try to find out.
我们也来看看
roughly where Israel crossed the Red Sea.
以色列百姓是从哪里越过这个红海
？So we try to gather the archaeological data.
我们来找一些这个考古学家的资料。
Also Bible records,
还有圣经的记载。
So most likely we will see where they really cross.
我们来看他们到底在哪里这个经过。
But we will cross the sea.
但是我们不能过红海，也不可能。
But we are going to have sail on that Red Sea.
但是我们会。
We'll have sail.
Sail
there.
就是我们也会坐船过海。
Now it's very interesting.
非常有趣的。
When you take that boat,
当你坐船的时候
，and then you look at the land.
然后你再回头来看那个。
Then you can imagine, you know, in the time of Moses, how they really crossed.
就是知道摩西当初他们怎么样过了这个红海。
So I think this is one of the dreams.
这就是我们的梦想。
So that's major trip.
这是一个很大的一个旅游。
But then after that, we will have an extension part.
我们会有一个延长旅途。
Now then, in that, we will visit Jordan.
然后我们就会这个上约旦。
Now definitely we'll visit Petra.
还有 Petra.
Now most important is the wreck of the 42 stations.
最重要的是42章剩下的。
You see, and roughly what the route Moses took.
然后我们会看到摩西是怎么样走的。
We try almost follow exact same route.
我们来跟着摩西的脚踪走。
And finally, after that,
在这之后。
Then of course we'll go to visit Syria. Now that's one part of extension.
这是这个沿途旅行的一部分。
Now another part of extension.
第二部分
is go to Syria.
是去叙利亚。
Now to visit Syria, there are three important places.
去叙利亚三个重要的地方。
First, we want to see where is the Bethany, the Bethany beyond the Jordan.
第一，我们要看到约旦河之外的地带。约旦。
Now traditionally speaking.
就传统来说
，People always think somewhere near Jericho.
有的人也觉得是在耶利哥附近。
But according to archaeology discovery,
但是根据考古学家
，Now actually is in south Syria.
其实它是在叙利亚的南端。
That's why Bible said 4 days.
所以圣经说四天。
You remember when Lazarus was sick.
你记得当拉撒路他病的。
And Jesus was in the Jordan beyond, was in the, in the Bethany beyond the Jordan.
所以主耶稣在的地方是这个约旦河之外的。
So from that Jordan to from that Bethany to this Bethany 4 days.
所以从那个伯大尼到这个伯大尼有四天。
From Jericho to there, you don't take the process.
从耶利哥到那个地方不用四天。
So now according to archaeology discovery.
所以根据考古学家。
Now that was the exact same area where God hid Elijah.
所以其实那个也是神将以利亚。
So that's really where you have that brook, Kidron,
Kidron,
yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And so I think, and actually this was in the area of the capital of Bashan.
其实就是在这个巴山的这个
首都那个附近。So you see, this is one important site.
所以这是一个很重要的一部分。
And of course, also another thing is Damascus.
第二个地方就是大马士。
And finally, we want to reach Euphrates.
最后我们要到伊法拉底。
Now don't forget, Rebecca came from there.
不要忘记利百加是从那边来的。
So we also in the wilderness, we all will have a camel ride.
所以我们也像利百加，我们会做的这个骆驼。
You assume that you are just like a Rebecca.
所以就想说你自己是利百加。所以你要怎么样遇到你的影子？
So that part is very interesting.
是非常有趣的。
But even that part of Euphrates also rewarding.
但是就算我们只看那个 Euphrates 和那一部分也是非常有趣的。
Now today, if you visit Nile,
如果你今天看尼罗河的话
，But you still see some today modern buildings around.
但是你在它附近也看到这些。
But if you visit your friends, now you can be sure you're almost like in the days of Abraham.
你可以想象你的，你去那边就好像亚伯拉罕那个时代的。
So it is very interesting.
是非常有趣的。
So because of that,
因为这样子呢
you know, we make some kind of design.
我们就设计了。
So you know, what's the best way that we really can experience all this?
我们怎么样来经历这许多？
But for unfortunately, because of the war, we don't know whether this our dream will be realized.
但是不幸的不知道，因着这个战争的缘故，会不会我们这梦会不会实现
？Now that's one trip.
这是一个旅途。
Now another trip is to follow the step of Paul again.
就是再次的跟着保罗的脚踪。
Now then, according to sea route.
那他其实是从海走。
Now if Paul had a choice.
如果保罗有选择的话
，when he traveled from east to west.
他如果从东边到西边的话
，Rarely he took ship, he took boat.
他很少会坐船的。
Because normally the wind also blow this direction.
因为风其实是逆着他们。
So aside from Antioch to Cyprus, that only short trip.
所以除了从安提阿到这个
So normally, Paul never took the sea route.
其实保罗通常不会坐船的。
But when he traveled from west to east,
但是他从西边到东边。
Like a third journey.
比如说第三个。
And that's the last part.
特别是最后一部分。
So he really took the boat.
他就坐船了。
So if you allow Paul to have a choice,
如果让保罗来选择的话
，He will never travel that way by boat.
他从来不会。从那边用船走。
But now there was only one exception.
但是除了有一次。
That was his last journey.
那一次就是他最后一次。
With a chain.
他是带着锁链。
He had no choice.
他没有选择。
So that journey was always against the wind.
那一条道总是逆风的。
Also the winter time.
也是冬天的时候。
Then he experienced shipwreck. You remember?
记得他也有船难。
So now we try to design a coming trip.
所以我们也是希望设计同样的一个旅途。
Try our best, see possible to reproduce the same thing.
我们来设计同一个当时。
Even we try to experience a cargo ship,
也许我们甚至会坐到那个这个舱。
Because Paul
货船
Paul never had a passenger trip at that time.
这确实保罗从来没有坐那个这个客船。
That was a grain ship.
他是其实是带麦子的。
Yeah, from Egypt to Rome.
从埃及到罗马。
So because of that, again we try to design. I think our brother worked very hard.
所以我其实我们听说他是非常用心的。
Then see how far from one island to another island.
是从一个岛到另外一个岛。
Now Cyprus, you know. That's the first journey, remember? So it's very interesting.
非常有趣的。
Then from there, probably we take airplane to Rome.
Now, 我们也许坐飞机到罗德海
的。Now, Rhodes, remember in the time of Paul,
罗德岛当初在保罗的时候
the harbor was very special.
其实那个海港是非常特别的。
Because in that harbor, you will find a great statue.
因为在那海港有很高的那个这个像。
Now, any pagan structure, any pagan statue,
那任何一个这个
异教
的。
The feet is always like this.
那个腿永远是这样子。靠拢。
But this is only a very rare statue.
但是这个是非常特别的一个。
The feet is spread.
它的脚是分开的。
So that all the ship will sail under that feet.
所以那个船就会从这个像下面。
So that's one of the seven wonders in the ancient world.
其实在古老的世界里，它是七个奇迹之一。
Now according to civil engineer.Now it is almost impossible to construct such a statue and with the lead spread.
其实是非常难要 再重新造一个这个像是这样。
Now Paul did visit Rhodes.
那保罗的确来探望了这个罗德岛。
And in the beginning, that was an island of snakes.
那起初是一个岛，是全部都是蛇的。
Then why, later there was no problem?
那为什么后来没有问题了呢？
Because they somehow they send the deer.
因为他们将这个驴
鹿
把它送到这个地方。
Then when the deer struck on the snake,
所以当鹿踩在这个蛇上
，and they all gone,
这蛇都被杀掉。
So you don't have to worry about to visit that. Rarely you get snake. I don't say no snake.
我不能说没有蛇。
But you know that's an interesting story about that island.
这是非常有趣的关于那个岛的。
And then from there.We will take the boat,
a ferry boat, right?
So it won't take too long. So if you have a seasick, you don't have to worry. It is not a cruise. It's not a love boat. No, So you won't stay in this ocean long time. No.
你不会待在海里太久。
You don't have to worry. You will gain weight.
你不用担心。
It's a different kind of ship.
就不烧正常。
So from there we will go to Crete.
我们从那边去这个格里格里底。
Yeah, that's where Titus used to work.
所以提多就是在那边工作的。
And that's why Paul wrote to Titus, remember?
所以现在保罗写信给提多。
And that was very important. That's very important. Island.
其实那是非常重要的岛。
But most important thing,
这是最重要的。
In the last journey,
在最后一个旅行
，Paul really, when he's, then he really gone through a very difficult sailing there.
他其实经过一个非常艰难的这个旅途。
So now we really want to see what happened.
我们要看到底发生什么。
Then finally go to Malta.
然后最后到马尔代。
Malta and yeah, and then from Malta to Sicily.
然后从马尔代到这个西西里。
And finally, Paul end up in Rome.
然后保罗最后到罗马。
And we try to reproduce as much as possible.
那我们试着来重演这样子的旅
程。Of course, in between.
到中间呢
？Between Crete to Malta.
从哥里西亚到这个马尔代。
And we will have a night boat.
我们其实会坐一晚上的船
，just one night，
也是一个晚上。
Then we'll reach Corinth，
我们达到哥林多。
Now remember, Corinth has two harbors，
是哥林多有两个港口。
So we'll visit these two harbors，
我们来看望这两个港口。
And from there, then go later, Malta, Sicily, and finally Rome。
从那边，然后到马尔代，这个西西里，然后罗马。
And last trip，
最后一个旅途。
And after it was over，
这上一次上结束之后
，some of us We have another inspection trip.
我们有的人就再继续在。
So we try to visit three taverns.
我们去
three taverns. 三馆。
我们就去探望三
馆。访问上。And then we try to find out roughly after Paul's landing to Rome.
我们就看到当保罗到达罗马之后。
Now roughly what route is should take?
那他应该是走哪一条？
And there are many things there, you know, many details.
那在那边有许多有其他的。
So I think after this trip, we really have a good. I think that definitely is a study tour.
所以的确是一个这个
是个学习之旅。
学习之旅。
So I think these roughly are the two dreams.
所以这是我们两个梦想。
Now according to our understanding.
根据我们所了解的。
Now for each trip.
就每一个旅途
Now, if we really can get 40 Gideons,
如果我们能找到40个基甸的话
they are brave enough to go,
他们勇敢的愿意去的话
then we will go,
然后我们就去
but otherwise,
不然的话
we just wait,
我们就等
you know, when the number is not filled, probably have to wait,
如果我们这个数字不够的话我们就要
or some people, they might make a choice, instead of going to sign it, they probably like go to Paul's trip,
所以有的人也许选择不想去西南，也许就去保罗。
But now we leave the open，
所以我们就将这个让一个
所谓的来考虑 ，reflect your opinions，
所以你能想象你们的，就是给你们的意见。
Now that's what we want to do for this year，
就是今年我们所计划。
But we don't know about the war situation，
我们但是我们不知道这个打仗的
这个结果是。
But if there is a war,
如果有战争
and we just wait,
我们就等
and see whether next year,
也许明年
But I think it's a pity if we drop this whole thing.
但如果我们根本不去，我觉得是非常可惜的。
Because it's really, really rewarding, I can assure you.
因为的确是非常会有
那
都是。
According to my knowledge,
根据我的知道
I don't know whether the other people have done that before.
我不知道有没有人做过这样子的。
Especially like a Sinai trip.
特别是去西南
I know the other one.
我知道另外一次
like the trip in Sinai.
另外一次我们去西南
was conducted by a team in England.
其实在英国有一队他们去了
No, the government spent some money.
但是政府花了一点钱
They really did wonderful study.
他们就是的确学习
Wonderful survey.
他们在那边做研究
They spent 5 months there.
他们花了五个月
But I think we only spent 10 days there.
我们只花十天
So we just try to enjoy what they have studied.
我们来享受他们所
You know, they will tell us where are the water sources.
他们告诉我们水源在哪里。
And we did go to the library and to lots of study.
那我们的确去了图书馆，找了许多。
So I think by the grace of God, and if we really visit Sinai, it's really wonderful trip.
如果我们能够去探望西奈是非常好。
And also we know this 42 stations also reflect our Christian growth.
其实这四十二章也说到我们基督徒生活的成长。
So we not only know the geography.
那我们不只是来认识这个它的这个地理。
Through various steps of station, we try to learn something spiritual.
就是从这些站，我们也可以学习到一些属灵的功课。
So I think that's my, that's my dream.
这就是我的梦想。
So I just to share with you.
就将这个交流给。
So I think let's pray about it.
我们一起祷告。
Okay, and please just let us know.
让我们知道。
Any means, if you know some of us, you will know.
这些人让我们知道。
And or even you would probably.You have a better time, better idea.
或者时间也许会比较好。
You know, this all can be adjusted.
其实这些都可以调整。
You know, not necessarily at the end of May.
不一定是五月底。
I know some, some people may they probably feel some other time.
也许有的人觉得其他的时间会比较好。
But I really pray that somehow this dream can be realized.
但是我真的希望这个梦想能得到。
And of course, we will, then we'll leave some records also.
然后后面也会留下记录。
Some documents.
然后做一些记录。
Then later other people they also can be benefited.
所以其他人也可以得到帮助。
So I think that's what I like to share.
这我要交通的。
That's about all.
就这样。
Okay, can I on this on the 1 month FTD dream? This is not asking you to pay for it.Or book it or make a commitment.
所以讲到这个三十天这个梦想，就是去三十天这个旅途这个梦想，我先不是要你们要付钱或者做决定，但是
could I have a little indication, just as this market research, would you at least once in your lifetime, if you could, travel for 30 days and take the opportunity.Beginning with Adam in the Garden of Eden and finishing with John and the Isle of Patmos, would you do it?
你们会不会考虑是一生中是花三十天从这个夜开始到巴摩海岛
？And by the way, before you answer, I just like an indication.
在你回答之前
，Never mind about the money.
需要找到钱。
When we discuss this, we need a cooperative.
我们需要一个
a crop, something to take care of your feet. We thought maybe we don't need a psychiatrist. in Europe, there are some pastors and some churches I'm in touch with. I just made a little suggestion to the idea, and you know, they jumped immediately and say there are people that would say, before I die, before I.Cross the Jordan. I want to see this side of the.
对，我其实接触许多欧洲的一些地方聚会，那他们就很愿意，就是有在他们死之前愿意做这个。
Before we come to the vote,
before 在我们投票之前
for those of you who traveled last year on the Paul study trip, their day one is like a holiday. Because what we would do is we would have by law one day doing nothing, probably 3 or 4 times, travel for a few days, maybe looking at the Exodus, the exile, you know, creation, the fall, all these periods in Genesis, the roots of Genesis, then after 4 or 5 days travel by law, one day, where we all do nothing.
So actually, yeah, we to this trip,
I mean, we have fellowship. And we plan these days in the month, probably 4 days. So I come back to my question, would you, in all things be considered, in your lifetime, once before you pass on, if you could have managed, would you take the opportunity? All those many people.
So,
thank you. Thank you.